Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Joined on the fan hotline right now by my co-host, a first in pod, and a future Hall of Famer and former Steeler, Patrick Peterson. Pat, Chris Muller was just talking about how much he hates Brian Kelly. You're an LSU guy. Do you share that opinion?
No, I don't dislike Brian Kelly.
Like the social media videos he did when he got hired down there?
Or he started speaking with a southern accent
that he completely faked his way through?
Yeah, I thought that was a little bizarre. But, I don't spend enough time around Coach Kelly. But the time I have spent around him, he seemed like a genuine guy.
Well, he's got to win you over. He's got to butter you up. He'd be an idiot not to treat you like gold.
I guess that's the plan.
Who was the toughest coach you had at LSU? It didn't have to be head coach. It could have been like position coach. When you were in college, before you became the Patrick Peterson, who was the guy who was just on your ass 24/7?
He really wasn't on my behind. He was more like a strict coach. His name was Tommy Moffitt.
Interesting.
What was he like? Was he like the strength guy? What was his position? Was he your position coach? What was he?
Yeah, he was a strength guy. He was a strength guy. He's not there anymore, but he started at University of Miami, and he was at LSU the entire time I was there. I think he was there for like 20 years, but he was a guy that did not take any crap from no one. He let everybody have it, and I wasn't the only one scared of him. Everybody in the building was scared of Coach Moffitt. And I remember he used to always have this Lou Holtz baseball bat in his office, and he told Stephen Ridley this one time. He was out running
former Steeler Stephen Ridley.
Yeah, he was like, "You think you bad? Go get your daddy. I got this Larry Pujols bat here waiting on his ass."
Wow.
So he was just one of those type of guys. But he loved very hard, man. He didn't mean any of it, but he got his point across.
Joined by Patrick Peterson. He is brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. Mayo game day, be delicious. Pat's cousin, Bryant McFadden, joined us earlier, and while talking about the Steelers game against the Bengals, he detailed how he met his wife and said she sought him out. And he said he fell for it, Pat, because he's a guy that likes a nice smile and a big butt.
That sounds about right to me, Matt.
I mean, I thought he was going to say, like, I'm a sucker for a nice smile or something. And he just said, I'm a sucker for a nice smile and a big butt. And he did not have one ounce of, like, you just heard me say something and said my behind. He just said he threw big butts out there. He was ready to go.
No doubt about it. I don't blame him. I like a nice smile and a big butt, too.
Pat, this came up because one of our producers sent out a picture of himself on New Year's with just his new girlfriend, who's just an absolute 10 out of 10. And we were marveling that a man who is not, you know, no one's thinking
he's not
George
Fabio
Clooney
or Matthew McConaughey, you know, handsome guy.
And so we were like, you know, I think funny guys can sometimes get hot chicks. And so we asked BMAC about the genesis of his relationship. And so I don't think I've ever asked you doing a podcast with you. How did you and your wife meet?
We met at on campus. Me and my wife been together since college. And crazy thing about it, I saw my wife on my recruiting trip when I was getting recruited by LSU. And I said, man, if I ever come back here, man, I'm going to find her. It took me about a year and a half to find her, but I met her at a bar. Yeah, met her at a bar at on campus. And
now, did you slow play it, or did you go right up to her and say, hey, I've been looking for you for about 18 months now?
Hey, that would make you sound a little creepy.
Hey, Pony, I'm going to tell you something. What was crazy about that, too, because I saw her in the bar, right?
Yep.
And I was kind of like slow playing it, but then she ended up leaving. But lucky enough, one of my teammates was friends with her friends.
Let's go.
And then that's how I ended up getting the number. And once I got the number, it was
on.
It was pretty much over from there. Yeah, it
there
was
you
over
go. From there. Pat, talking some football. So the big story here since the Chiefs game defensively has been the communication issues. And Minka came out and detailed some of them. I'll actually play you a clip here to start. This is him saying that teams are scheming a certain way against the Steelers, and that's why they're getting beat.
I think teams are scheming us. They're knowing that we're having some issues with motions and stacks and bunches and stuff like that. Because if you look at the stuff that we've been beat on, or when guys are running open, it's stuff that, you know, each team kind of got from the last team. So, you know, we've made a real big emphasis this week on those style of plays, and even plays that can stem off from it, and working on communication, everybody being on the same page, and playing fastball.
So that's a super detailed answer that you usually don't get guys telling the media, taking them behind the scenes and curtain. Motions, streaks, bunches, things like that are beating this defense. Why do you think that is?
Man, you know, that's what a lot of defenses, or offensive coordinators want to do to high-pressure defenses and defenses that pretty much have a standard. They want to try to create as much confusion as possible. You know, that's why, when Kyle Shanahan and he had all of his weapons in his offense, that's why it was pretty much tough to scheme against them, because it was always eye candy, always motions and things like that. And when you do have those type of tendencies on the offense, on the defensive side of the ball, you have to be extremely dialed in, because your assignment can change within a second. You know what I mean? Then if you don't communicate that with your counterpart, that can break down the whole defense. And that's all you need, especially when you run a high caliber and a high detailed defense. Everybody have to be on the same page. And if one guy is not on that page, it can break down the whole defense. Because, you know, if you look at the Steelers defense, they have so many moving parts, you know, on the field at one time. I mean, so many moving parts in their defense, especially when they want to get exotic on third downs. Minka said, that's where a lot of the blown coverages have come in third downs, because that is when T.A. Terrell Austin want to get a little bit exotic, put more DBs out on the field, and that's where communication have to be at an all-time high. So, you know, I agree with Minka, you know, because I was in that defense last year, so I've seen some of the coverages that they was in, and like I said, it just comes down to everybody being on the same page, everybody communicating their responsibility, so therefore the defense can be ran properly.
Patrick, is there schematically, you talk about how, you know, important communication is, I get that. For a defense, is there a schematic counterpunch to motion and to bunches, like something scheme-wise that isn't just, hey, we got to communicate better, that you can do that solves that, or that gives the offense a specific problem when they try to bunch or go motion?
No, I think as a defense, that's when you have to dummy it down a little bit. You can't send as much pressure as you're accustomed of doing, because when you send pressure, there's holes that's waiting to be invited and to go into in a pressure defense, especially if everything gets blocked up, and especially if everybody is not on the same page on the defensive side of the ball. We all know Pittsburgh is a fire zone defense, which is 9 times out of 10 a backer or a safety is going to be blitzing. So therefore, the guy who's responsible for picking up, you know, that coverage, he has to make sure that his responsibility is on point, you know. So that's what I mean by with Pittsburgh running this, you know, high IQ defense, to where everybody have to be on the same page, and they running these fire zones. It's very, very complicated. So I get what Nika is saying as far as the communication, but when you playing against these teams that do like to do all these shifts and motions, I feel like you have to dummy down your play calling ability and try to get the team behind the sticks versus trying to fight this offense when the whole playbook is wide open, when they have second and five, second and six, third and three. You want to try to get this team behind, the sticks. And that's always been Pittsburgh, MO, is try to get teams behind the sticks on first down, and then you can let your dogs hunt.
Pat, where, like, in a big situation, where's the play call coming from? Is it Austin, or do you think if it's like a critical third down or a big juncture in the game, is it Tomlin telling Terrell, telling T.A., hey, this is what I want you to do in this spot?
When I was there last year, Coach Austin definitely called all the plays. And, with Coach Tomlin being a defensive-minded coach and really having a hand in the defensive schemes and understanding what offenses wants to do, he definitely have his input. I was never on the sideline to see, the interactions. I was always on the football field. So for the most part, when we came to the sideline and things like that, Coach Tomlin would give like his input, telling guys what to watch out for. I'm sure, they congregate over some things before, especially in a big time moment in the game. I'm sure Coach Tomlin won't go over to Coach T.A., tell him to watch out for this, and maybe a good time to call that. But for the most part, when I was there, Coach Austin definitely had full control of the defense.
Interesting. All right, Pat, I'll let you get back to your Friday night festivities. We'll talk again after the game Sunday night. Thank you.
All right, Pony. See you Sunday, brother.
There you go. Patrick Peterson.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Tri-Tip Roast, Untrimmed Twin Pack, just $4.99 per pound. Signature Farms Boneless Skinless Chicken Breasts, Thighs, or Wings. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Progresso Soup, 18 to 19 ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get four free when you buy six. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, football fans, are you obsessed with the game?
Oh, yeah.
Do you find yourself looking for breakdowns from every angle? For those who can't get enough, subscribe to Brian Baldinger's podcast, The Best Football Show, where he discusses the top teams and players from around the league each week.
That's what I watched this week, a dominant performance.
New episodes drop every weekday, including Trench Talk Tuesdays with former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth. Make sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.